Hey, you. Yeah, you. You know, I'm Dozer of the Such Good Shoot podcast, and I just want to tell you how excited we are to be part of the Johnners Podcasting Network. It is home to many great wrestling podcasts, such as Wrestling with Johnners, Turnbuckle Arms Podcast, Rope Break, Our Good Buddy, What Do You Say with DDJ, The Call Up, and many more. If you want just some of the best wrestling podcast action, make sure you just go to WrestlingWithJohnners.com and check everything out. So till next time, I've been Dozer. This has been Such Good Shoot, intoxicatingly entertaining.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Johnners Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJohnners.com.
Attention wrestling fans, you're now about to listen to the band coming down the aisle from the main streets of South Elgin, Illinois, with a microphone in his hand and questions on his mind. This is What Do You Say with DJ.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 55 of What Do You Say with DDJ. As always, I'm your host, DDJ. On this week's episode, we're going to do things a little bit differently. This episode is going to be... I'm not going to be interviewing anyone. This is actually going to be a very special episode. Recently, my friends over at Such Good Shoot, Dozer, Shane, and Isaac, had the Godfather on their show and decided to have a little fun with him and put him in a trivia competition against yours truly to see who knew more about the Godfather's career, me or the Godfather. So if you guys want to know who won that competition, please get your snack, get your drink, get comfy, kick back and relax and enjoy episode 55 of What Do You Say with DDJ, as I was recently on Such Good Shoot and went head-to-head in Godfather trivia with the Godfather himself.
This is Johnners from Wrestling with Johnners and the Johnners Podcasting Network. And you're watching and listening to What Do You Say with DDJ?
Well, right. that's ladies issue, and gentlemen, right? DDJ.
Hello, Dennis.
Hello. Hi, guys.
Dennis.
DDJ, Godfather. What's happening, brother?
Not too much, sir. How are you doing?
High and hungry. I'm doing well.
That's a good place combo to be. Right there.
That is a really good place to be. So I guess to just get us started to break the ice a little, DDJ, do you have a question you want to ask the Godfather?
Yeah, sure. Well, first off, again, thank you for putting on this great show. You know, I really enjoy listening to you guys talk and that. But recently, I've been watching Monday Night Raws from 1998 post WrestleMania, and I just got to the point where The Rock took over the Nation, and I wanted to ask you, did you enjoy being in the Nation that was led by Farouk more, or the Nation that was led by The Rock more?
Boy, I've never been asked that question. That's not fair, because I wrote with Farouk. And so I liked work. That's a hard question. That's a great question, bro. I enjoyed working with both of them. Mm-hmm. I had more fun. I had more of a relationship with Ron, though. Besides working, we hung out at night, and like Rock and D'Lo and Mark Henry, they didn't do what we did. So okay. I probably had a little bit better time with Ron, but got much more success and notoriety with The Rock. But I mean, really, I mean, that's, I mean, I was getting lost in that whole thing, man. And that's where we came up with The Godfather, because that was one time where I was having so much fun that I didn't want to leave wrestling, and my contract was coming up and they weren't doing nothing with me. And that's when me and my wife, mostly my wife, developed The Godfather.
Yeah. And you had that promo where, you know, that the backstage promo where The Rock was like, this is comma The Godfather, and this is it. Make sure you get me. And that was sort of like,
These hats that I wear, they're called Godfather hats. They're actually called Godfather hats. And inside of most of them, they say Godfather. And oh, wow. So I don't know how we came up with it. I think my wife came up with it, you know, with the Godfather. And I just told Rock, because all I used to say was, power to the nation, or we are the nation, or whatever I would say. And I'm like, when you say my name, call me Godfather. And then when he called me Godfather, everybody started calling me Godfather from that moment on. And I wasn't even the Godfather yet.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it blew up from there, and you got to, like, really... I mean, you were still in the nation when you started that.
Yeah.
It was really...
But see, they weren't doing nothing with me and D'Lo. All we were doing, Rock was wrestling main events, and so we were there at the end to take the stunner or something, so he didn't have to take it, you know. And so, you know, he would go over on whoever it was, and then we'd have to take their finish somehow on the deal. But they weren't, I mean, me and D'Lo, I went like 6-7 months, man, without working at all. Just, we were just there building the Rock as part of the nation.
That was the whole point. I mean, Vince even said, right? It was like, we're going to get everyone booing him, and then we're going to turn him face, and he's going
to
be.
Vince told me and Ron Simmons that once I get people to hate this kid, when I turn him, he's going to be the biggest thing wrestling's ever seen. And that's what Vince told me and Ron.
Well,
wow. But, you know, the Rock's cool, bro. I mean, he was, you know, he came to me one day and told me, we used to ride together at the very beginning. Me, Ron, Rocky, D'Lo would ride together. Mark came in later, Mark Henry. But we would ride to the buildings together and everything. We'd leave the buildings together. And then one day Rocky came to me and said, hey, bro. He goes, hey, Papa. A lot of people call me Papa. He's like, hey, Papa, I can't ride with you no more. And I'm like, well, you can't ride with me no fucking more. He goes, brah, everywhere I go, I smell like weed. He goes, and I tell people I don't smell like weed. And he goes, and then the next time they see me, they go, bro, every time I see you, you say you don't smell like weed, but you smell like weed. Because as soon as I got in the car, bro, as soon as I got in the fucking car, I'm firing up on the way to the building, you know. And so I'm like, well, I'm going to stop smoking. So that's when I start riding Ron and John and the Acolytes. And then him, D'Lo, and Mark Henry started riding together.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Yeah.
I dig it.
All right. Well, I'm gonna just say I've got about 5 questions here. I'm gonna let DDJ answer first. Because I have a feeling that you might have a better advantage here. So, my first
dude, I lose a lot of these.
Well,
I lose a lot of these because I don't remember the shit that I've done.
All right.
Well, you know how fucking high I was and drinking Jack Daniels and smoking. I see matches now and I'm like, oh, I don't remember that. I never remember wrestling him.
I tried to keep it in fairly reasonable territory. So
so I got a chance. You probably know more about me than I do.
What number did Papa Shango enter in the 1993 Royal Rumble?
3. Well, see, I've already fucking lost. Jesus Christ. I'm not going to. How do I know? I'm going to say 13.
DDJ got it with number 3.
God, how the hell am I going to know that? I couldn't even tell you who. I couldn't tell you 5 people that were in that Rumble.
All right. Moving along to Bad Blood,
1990. Wait. I'm already down. I'm like 0-1. All right. I'm going to get serious. Here we go.
Oh, don't call it a comeback, man. 1997, Bad Blood. You were in a tag team in the nation. Who did you fight? What other tag team did you fight in 1997 in Bad Blood?
Okay, I'm going to be 0-2 here. I'm guessing it. I'm saying me and D'Lo against Mosh and Trasher.
And what did you say, DDJ?
DOA, Disciples of Apocalypse.
See? All right. Yeah, I'm 0-2.
Why don't you guys
give me some easy questions?
you're both 0-0 because the answer was the Legion of Doom.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Me and who?
It was the nation, so it was 97, so it was probably...
That was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, I bet you.
Yeah, I think so.
That was at Penn State. I bet you that was at Penn State.
That was the debut of Kane.
That sounds about right.
I thought that was St. Louis.
That was the one that DJ. That was the one that Kane debuted at with Shawn and Taker in the first Hell in a Cell.
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, really, you guys are like, come on, give me something I can answer.
It's still it's 0-1. So, okay, who did you drop the USWA Heavyweight Championship to?
Which time?
Oh, fuck. All right.
The first time, second time, which time?
I'm going to go with, I only know one answer, so. sounds like you have an advantage.
First time I dropped it to Jerry Lawler, second time I dropped it to Owen Hart.
Okay. Yeah, I just was reading about that, too.
Okay, so it's 1-1 now. Yep. It's 1-1 now.
It's a tie game, folks.
Should I give him a bonus point? I feel like I should, because he knew more about this than I did.
Of course, he lived.
All right.
So point five.
You came back in 2005 for a moment to interrupt a marriage proposal between who?
Visser and Lillian Garcia.
God damn, dude.
I didn't know this was like a speed question.
I didn't. Fuck, man. Yeah. Well.
All right, smart ass. How many hoes did I have with me? How many hoes did I have with me that night?
Was it three?
Four. What color outfit was I wearing that night? And what color hat and fur coat did I have on that night? Had a blue, a red outfit, white fur coat, and a white hat and red shoes.
Damn, dude. All right. That is pimping. Red shoes, man. Red shoes.
There's a cool story behind. I know we're running out of time, but there's such a cool story behind how I did that, you know.
Well, let's hear it. We got time.
Yeah, man.
The version is, what's his name? Michael Hayes. Hayes calls me, right? He's like, hey, baby, what's happening, baby? Hey, no, we're coming to your town, and we want to put a little change in your pocket, and we want to do this. And I know you're doing good, but we still want to put a little change in your pocket. He goes, we want you to wrestle this guy named Chris Masters. And he goes, he's doing this thing where he's putting you in a full Nelson and people are giving up. And we did it to Sergeant Slaughter last week. And we want to come to your town. You guys going to talk a little shit. He's going to sneak up behind you and put it on you. And, da, 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 da. And I'm like, wait a minute. So you're going to clown me in my own fucking town? Are you joking? So I tell him, no, I ain't doing that shit. And so anytime that they call you is because Vince wants you. And so when Vince wants you, he wants you on the show. It's up to them to find out something for you to do. I know how this shit works. So anyway, I go back and forth, back. I'm like, no, I ain't doing this. No, I ain't doing this. So they finally say, well, what will you do? And I said, I will do something where I come out with the hose. It's a good situation. And I leave on a good note. And everybody's happy and this and that. And I said, and I ain't taking no bumps. And that's what they came up with. That's what they came up with. I'm like, that's more my father than you just put me in a full Nelson having me tap out shit. There's more to it, but I don't want to shit talk to people that are involved in it, so I'm going to let it go.
No. Well, you obviously know the answer to that, so I feel like it's fair to give 1-1 there.
I'm giving Godfather 2 points on that one. He knew everything.
I mean, I'm the only one who bet on this, so like, I'll take your point keeping, whatever, man. It works for me. All right,
we're at least even.
Yeah, so we'll call this a tiebreaker. If you guys tie, that's great because I didn't make a bet on that. How many titles have you held in the WWF?
Two.
Oh.
Okay. And which ones?
I see.
Intercontinental Tag Team.
Beautiful. Yeah, okay, so either. I feel like you did really well, both of you. That was much better than expected. DDJ, I'm sorry I ever doubted.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I might have had the 24, what was it called, that Crash Holly had, the hardcore title?
Hardcore title?
I might have had that for a second. I know one of my hoes won it for a second.
Your hoe won it.
One of my hoes won it for a second.
Yes. Yep. That was...
So did Terry Runnels.
Huh?
Yeah, a lot.
So did Terry Runnels.
Did she really?
Yeah. I think
one. Oh, that's cool. I don't remember that. I didn't follow the Divas at all. I was too busy dealing with the hose.
Do you watch any current product these days?
No.
No. Because you were, I mean,
nothing, nothing,
not missing money.
Nothing, nothing against the business. I respect the business. I have nothing but passion for the business now. I don't watch TV, and I'm not going to watch wrestling. And just, I watch very, very, very little TV. In the morning, I might catch a little bit of news, which is very rare. And then I try to catch up on some sports, and then I'm done, bro. I'm usually music. I don't watch TV.
I mean, yeah.
So, like I said, nothing against wrestling. I couldn't tell you who the AWA champ is. I couldn't even tell you who the WWE champ is. But, you know, but respect to the business.
But I mean, but at the same time, like you, yeah, obviously enough respect that you still are a legend under contract. You know, and I'm sure that if they hit
I think you I up, just know so much shit. I think I just know so much shit. They're afraid I'm a tail.
Oh, man. Well, that's a,
okay.
That sounds like fun.
I am throwing the biggest tiebreaker question there could be here.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
The Ho who won the tag, the hardcore title is whose ex-wife?
Oh God!
I don't know.
Dude. I mean, that is insane.
I have no idea.
Wikipedia.
I remember she was blonde. I remember she had a nice ass. When they rolled her up.
Say.
Hey, you put your wife out there as a hoe. That's up to you, bro.
Okay.
I mean, I gotta be careful on nothing.
I've got the tiebreaker here. The real tiebreaker.
Hold on. What? I'm going to give you the answer.
Well, I want to hear the answer.
I'm going to throw out a name. I'm going to throw out Bob Holly, although I know that's wrong.
No. Al Snow's ex-wife.
Wow.
Cynthia Lynch.
All right.
Yeah, I never knew that. I like Al, too. Now you know why it's his ex. She's out there being a hoe.
They were only married through 16.
Well, we'll have to ask Al Snow about that.
That's a long time. That's what, 7 years? That's still a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
for real. Okay, so this is the official tiebreaker. What does comma stand for?
Kick any man's ass.
All right. All right. Well, there it is.
Everybody's looking at me like, no, that's not it. That's it. Kick any man's ass.
Kick any man's ass. I learned that recently, and I thought that was fucking incredible because I didn't know that. I just thought, because I knew it was based off of like an MMA fighter, and I thought it was just like something similar
to it. It was based off of chemo,
mm-hmm.
And Vince says comma, and he goes comma, comma. I like that comma. He goes, kick any man's ass. I like that. Kick any man's ass. And it was like, that's how it came up. They had the name comma before he put kick any man's. And it never really came out either because comma wasn't around that long because I was not having fun. Mm. When I wasn't having fun, I would go to bed. I was not having fun as comma. So comma wasn't around long.
The story of your career, though, is, you know, and I think that was one of the things that made all the stuff you did special, you know, was that you could tell you were having fun, especially.
I was having fun, but I was trying hard. I wasn't just going out there fucking, messing around. I put everything into even the good father. I hated the good father, but I still tried my hardest and I tried to get each one of them over.
And you took it like, you know, like you were doing a job because you didn't go into it as a fan. So you didn't, you know, you didn't have
it was a job.
Mindset of being like,
Only time it wasn't a job is when I was Godfather, and then that's when it wasn't a job. It was just me, and that's why I really hated the Goodfather because that was the downfall of the Godfather, and it's just, I was just having so, dude, to be paid well and to be over being yourself, and just being yourself. You're not acting. You're not pretending. All you're doing is being yourself, man. It's just a cool way to go.
And you got the opportunity to have the hoes get on TV by giving you free weed. So
that ain't that pimping?
No, that's pimping.
This is no bullshit. This is no bullshit. And believe me, I've been with thousands of girls. I've been married 21 years to the same woman, never cheated on her once. That's that whole Godfather time.
No, and the one thing I think, you know, like you were the first interview we had about a little almost a year ago now.
8 months. It was January.
Yeah, and your wife, you were in a hotel and you couldn't smoke in there, and your wife was in the background talking shit about you. She made you like the biggest Jack and fucking Coke.
Trying to get you fucked up. And well, she's like, here, take this, motherfucker, and shut up.
No, she's like, here, have this. And you like took one sip, you're like, God damn, what the fuck? Like, holy shit, you're trying to kill me. But like, you can tell, like, just that interaction between you two.
Bro,
like,
she's how, the how, best
how
thing.
How genuine it was, and how, like, you know, and it's like, damn, you know, like, considering the character. You know, that's a really beautiful thing to see.
She is the best thing that ever happened to me, enough to make me stop whoring around. She's very creative. She doesn't even smoke, you know, but just she's the best part of me and made me a better person, believe me. And she is, and people don't believe that, if you believe it or not, she created, all I did was the silly, everything that the Godfather is, I fought her on. I fought her on the colors, the costume. I wanted to wear black. I wanted to be mean. I didn't want to do none of the shit.
You wanted to wear purple and yellow?
No, I wanted to be a mean pimp. And then when I went to Vince with what I wanted to do, I gave him my wife's idea, and I gave him my idea, and he says, Charles, I think we're going to go with your wife's idea. He's like, I just didn't have a big black guy with tattoos slapping white women around, calling them hoes, and talking about something weak. That's a little much, Charles.
And I got to say, your wife's idea is what inspired, I think, 3 years of Halloween costumes for me.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I was the Godfather wearing a Jason mask 1 year.
I love it. I love it. Wow. Pimping the dead.
Absolutely.
That is awesome. we're so excited to have you back.
So who won? Who won? Did I win or who won?
You did. You won.
Yeah. With the comma, which is good because I don't have to spend any money
on
shipping out but I will say,
does that mean we gotta do another shot?
Yes, absolutely.
I'll always do another shot.
I think I'm about out. Well, I got a little bit.
Let's pour the drinks. While we're pouring drinks, DDJ, you've got a new show that you're starting?
Oh, well, yes. I might as well while you guys are doing your thing. Not exactly sure the date dropping, but sometime next month I will be starting up another podcast called Shooting Shit. It's going to be me reuniting with my old buddy, Jovan Minacho, and then a guy by the name of Joe Kuhn, a.k.a. the Premier Joey K.
Hell yeah.
We'll be sitting around, we'll be talking about, we'll be shooting on different topics in the world of wrestling, you know, greatest pay-per-view of all time, you know, best, our favorite hoe, you know, that kind of
our
stuff.
Favorite hoes. Hell yeah, I'll drink to that. Hell yeah, right on the Genres Podcasting Network, yes, too.
Definitely.
Dad, now you guys got me half-ass drunk.
Well, at least we didn't get you full ass drunk. We'll save that for Stone Cold.
Well, you can. true. Well, you can blame it on us. Tell your wife that it was my fault. It won't be the first time that somebody has been blamed for getting drunk on me. So,
but yeah. I do want to say, just so we can classify ourselves as an educational podcast, the most important lesson you can take from tonight is to truly have fun working, and you got to make sure you enjoy what you do.
Absolutely.
Always have fun. It makes it a lot more enjoyable. It makes it a lot more fun, believable. But you got to enjoy. If you don't enjoy what you do, bro, you're in trouble. And I feel sorry for anybody, no matter how much money you make, if you're doing something you don't enjoy.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I love my job, and I love doing this. And we can't thank you enough. You really have been, like I said, you were the first guest we have. You have been so gracious with us and so kind, and it really has opened the door for us to really believe that we can do this shit. And so thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure being on with you guys, man.
And next
time, and if you people aren't following me, yes.
Yeah, let's drop all your socials, anything you want to plug.
Wait, next time you're in California, what?
Oh, next time in California, I'm fucking buying as much fucking of your weed as I can. And do you have a concentrate? Do you have dabs of your stuff?
Not yet. This time okay. They only sell it in eights. These bags here are eights. They only sell eights. That's all they're allowed to sell. You can buy as many as you want, but you can only buy eights. Yeah. And they're going to have the smalls, which are the small little joints that they call. Some people call them dog walkers, smalls. But they're going to have smalls. I hear next run, we're going to have some concentrates. But we're going to keep the Insane Godfather will be in the mix. And a little birdie told me that they have some type of voodoo strain coming up, too.
Oh, shit, man. So you get to relive your time in New Orleans.
Did we freeze up?
No. Are you?
Where everybody? Everybody froze up on me.
Oh shit! Can you hear me?
Oh, we're still here.
We're here. I see
you guys. He froze up. Are you?
Hello.
Hello.
It must be those storms in Nevada.
Uh-oh. We back.
Uh-oh. Are you? Can you hear us? Hello. Well, we're live and live.
I can hear you, but I can't see you. You guys aren't moving. Guys, can you hear me?
We can hear you. You're moving too for us. I lost
you guys for a minute. You froze up on me.
Okay, we're back. As Vince McMahon would say, anything can happen when you're live, pal. Oh, well, we lost the godfather. Well, this has been such good shoot. I'm Isaac.
I'm Dozer.
That's Dozer. That's DDJ. And that spinning circle was...
That was the Godfather.
Oh, he's coming back on. He's coming back.
So, maybe. Device not connected. Anyway... We had a great time tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. Please follow all of us on our socials at Shoot Such or Shit Such or whatever. Just go to
It's a weird Twitter.
Suchgoodshoot.com.
No, Such Shoot is or Shoot Such, I think, is our Twitter handle.
Whatever. Just go to the website. There's links to all
www.suchgoodshoot.com.
Oh, he's back.
There you say he's back.
What the hell happened, man? I can hear you guys talking, but I've been offline here. See what happens when you start talking about voodoo?
Exactly.
Papa Stango strikes again.
All I was saying is that once that comes out, it takes you back to the days when you were in New Orleans studying, like literally studying for Papa Shango.
They sent me to New Orleans and they hooked me up with like two or three people. And they were, I mean, I'm not a voodoo person, but I went to people that really knew what they were talking about and knowledgeable. And all the symbols, all the signs, all the terminology I was using was real. And the spells that I was saying were real spells. And so, I mean, like I said, you took a black country music listening biker and made him a voodoo man. So it was a stretch for me. I mean, and I was a hardcore, like I said, biker, black biker, Harley riding, tattooed, crazy fucker. So I did the best I could. If I had it to do over again, I'd probably do it. I wish I wasn't so green. I wish I was been in the business longer to be able to work that character.
I mean, considering that your first match was going over with Jerry Lawler, it's like on a Monday night in Memphis, like... You've never had a match
in my life.
You've had a
in my life.
Again. Yeah, no, it's incredible. That's incredible, man. No, you. There's a reason.
Dude, my whole life has been like that. I mean, I wanted to play football in high school. My mom and dad wouldn't let me, and so the first time I played tackle football is I had a full ride scholarship to University of Nevada, Reno, and I'd never played football in my life. And I had a full ride scholarship to play football, and I never had played football in my life. Not tackle.
Based on your basketball career.
I was just a really good athlete. You know, and I was tough. I was tough, and at that point I'd start putting on weight and I'd gotten strong. And I was tough. I was like I had that mental toughness that I didn't mind hitting you. And I didn't mind being hit.
Did mom and dad ever call you out when you did get hurt? Because that was the
answer. Yes. Yes, they did. My mom said, "I told you. Now look at you." And so,
well, now you know, like in the end, you've been very successful and you've had a hell of a life, and you're in great shape, and you have a hell of a life ahead of you, man. So I think you've probably done your parents really proud.
I like to hear that they're still both with us. And I'm going to go see them next week in California.
And I'm, like I said, I'm sure they're good fucking super, super proud of you.
We have five kids, but I'm by far the favorite.
Thank you so much, Mr. and Mrs. Shango.
Yes.
Papa, Mama and Papa.
The original Papa.
Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for hopping back on, and you know, much love, much appreciation, and we hope to get to talk to you again, man.
Hey, that hour went by so quick. It's not even funny. I had nothing but fun, man. Awesome. Appreciate you guys, man. At any time, I'd love to jump back on some other time.
Awesome. Well, I'll be in touch in another 8 months.
Absolutely.
Everybody, stay healthy.
Thank you.
And stay safe, man.
You too. Absolutely.
Stay positive. All right, people. Peace.
Peace.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Infinite Eli Isom. And if you're listening to me right now, that means you're listening to What Do You Say with DDJ on the Johnners Podcast Network.
Man, that was a lot of fun. And I hope to thank the Godfather sometime in person in the near future to tell him how much fun I had talking with him and going head-to-head in trivia with him. It was a close battle. Some people say... it was a draw. Some people say the Godfather won. To me, I had so much fun. And once again, I want to thank my boys, Shane, Isaac, and Dozer, for letting me have some fun with this. You can catch their show every Thursday night as they go live at 10:05 Eastern on their Facebook page. They also go live on YouTube. You can go to suchgoodshoot.com for all of the information or check out their page at wrestlingwithjohnners.com. Well, that's all the time I have this week. Tune in next week for a brand new episode of What Do You Say with DDJ, and I'll see you real soon. Thanks, everybody.
Here at Toiletside Wrestling Talk, we interview the top wrestling stars on the independent wrestling circuit with questions including, who exposed you to wrestling? Were you nervous the night before your first day of training? Did your family support your wrestling dream? Are you a witch? For $700,000, would you legally marry a horse? Have you ever cried from a Vin Diesel movie? These questions and much more on Toiletside Wrestling Talk.